and they have connections or they got texts and they know what's going on, we'd appreciate it. You can text us at 989-214-0169, or you can call the studio at 269-9931, and they'll pass that message along to us. We appreciate it. We appreciate our listeners. And, again, we want to thank Thumb Cellular for carrying us transmission of this game, of this broadcast carried by Thumb Cellular, Talk of the Thumb, and we appreciate them picking up that cost for us. And go ahead, Brent.
This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and Michigan High School Athletic Association. All rights are reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of these descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and Michigan High School Athletic Association.
And, of course, the winner of this district will move on to the regionals that are held in Bad Axe this year, real close regionals. So if you get a chance and you haven't seen some real good girls basketball, that's a really good place to go see some regionals, because we have the likes of teams that could be coming in there, New Lothrop, Saginaw Valley Lutheran. Both of them probably will have the potential to come in. Sanford Meridian, Saginaw Novell, Catholic Central, that's who I'm guessing is going to come out of the other one. These are some great teams, and if you want to see some real good high school basketball, that's what you're going to see if you can make it over to Bad Axe on Tuesday night, where they host the regionals. We will be bringing you the game there if it is a local team. If not, we will be moving over to the Class D side of the program, where we will travel to Bay City All Saints to follow the team from the Class C district up there, since those are all local teams. Otherwise, we'll be bringing you the next game here will be Friday night. It'll be the championship game at 7 o'clock. Whether it'll be Sandusky versus Cass City or USA remains to be seen. And then again, next week we kick it off with first-round action. Mary Lee Shock will be joining me for the Boys District Tournament. And that's going to open up. Our first game is going to be Bad Axe at USA, a rematch of last night's game. Of course, the other games in the bracket will be Ugly at Cass City, which I think that's going to be a great game, Brent. Cassidy came out and almost beat Reese, and they had a high-scoring game. Ugly, of course, is right there. And when they played way early in the year, Cassidy gave Ugly some problems. They came out in the zone. And I think it opened up Coach Pickla's eyes then to say, hey, we need to figure out what to do. Not all these teams play man-to-man, and they've adjusted to that. So I think the rematch is going to be interesting. I think Ugly will probably pull it out, but I think Cassidy will definitely give him a run for the money.
I think it'll be a lot about what Cassidy team shows up. They've had some struggles as of late, but like you said last night, I was there to watch the Cass City Reese game. They play them tough for four quarters. They've got some weapons. They host that game, I believe, against Ugly, right, which is a benefit to them. And Ugly, they struggled the first time with Cass City, exactly right. So I'll be curious, but it should be a good game. I would say Ugly's probably favored, but you definitely can't count Cass City out.
Yeah, I saw that once before a couple years ago. Ugly went in there favored, and Cass City pulled off the upsets and went on to go in the championship game against USA and ended up losing to them. But on the other game is Bad Axe at USA. They just played last night. Now they're going to turn around and play again. Granted, USA boys did win by a pretty good margin there, but that doesn't say a whole lot other than the fact that USA is so tough at district time. Gainforce always has his teams ready to go. You know, they've won numerous championships regardless of what their regular season, plus it's at their home court. So, you know, Bad Axe is really going to have to come up with something crafty there. Coach Quinn will have his teams ready to go, I'm sure, but I think that'll be a USA win there.
I would think so on the home court. The first time when they played this year at Bad Axe, it was like a 91-80 game. It was very high scoring, very fun game to watch. Last night wasn't quite that close, but USA's got to be favored on the home court, and even though I do think Quinn will have his boys ready, they're going to have a tall task ahead of them.
And, you know, it's kind of hard to talk about the Sandusky-Harbor Beach matchup because they play tomorrow night here on this court, and then they turn around and play again on Monday night. So, but, you know, a lot of times when you play a team like that, you don't want to tip your hand, but tomorrow night it's for all the guns for Harbor Beach, so that's going to be the least of their worries, the tip in their hand. They want to come out and try to get that win here tomorrow night, and then, of course, they'll reset their offense and try to get the win again on Monday night when they host the tournament for the boys' side. So we look forward to that. We're getting ready here for the starting of the second half here, and the starters are going to be, for the second half, we're going to have first, Eisengruber, Bitzer, Del Sinclair this time, that's a change, and Ewald for Cass City. It's going to be Rao, Hendricks, Clifton, Parrish, and Chambers. And you know what? They got 2-4. They've got 6 in there this time, so I'm not sure who she's got going for him, but I'm sure it's going to be Rao, Hendricks, and I imagine Clifton is just an error there that she didn't start the first time I'm reading out of the book there. So,
well, maybe if he can get 6 in there, Coach Hinner, that wouldn't be so bad for him.
Yeah, the bookkeeper's pretty tight here, and she's going to see that she's got the 6 players in there, but that's all right. If Cassidy can get 6 out there, like you said, I'm sure they'll take it. So, and it's the USA bookkeeper that's giving it to him. So
Well, Cass City's not going to start with the ball, but definitely the key that Lloyd had to be talking about at halftime is we've got to do a better job boxing out and limit the second chance opportunities. Offense will take care of itself. I think they want to get Logan Rowell more involved, but they've got to come out and be a little bit more aggressive.
Right. She definitely is not having the 27-point night that she had the other night, but and she went out for a season high last 27. She had 23 against Kingston was her last best. And it's going to be the same thing as what I said in the first game. Whoever can come out the first 4 minutes of this game will determine it. Although I can't really say I agree with that because these two teams are so evenly matched right now. You know, 41.9 points is what Cass City allows a game, and that's what they score. USA comes in 41.2 allowing and scoring 44. So it's going to be a tight game right down to the end here.
It should be, and it's been back and forth so far, a little sloppy, but Cass City's making a move down the court.
And Megan Parrish got the steal, come up the court. She gave it off to her a trailing Amanda Clifton. Is out there, isn't she? Or is that the other pair?
Amanda Clifton. No, Clifton is out there.
Okay, so they did make that change. And both teams, since we opened up, started with turnovers each side. Cass City gets the ball, and Hendricks goes for that long shot. No good. Rebound is going to be tied up. Jump ball. Possession arrow gives it to USA. And Cass City now is going left to right, shooting at the east end of the gym. USA is going right into left, shooting at the west end, and they have the ball. Bringing the ball up the court. Big girl first. First gets it across the timeline, gives it back to Bitzer. Bitzer's right there on top of the big old pirate emblem. She's driven side to side, north to south there by Parrish. Now they trap down in the corner, but she gets out of it there as Dawson Plier to Bitzer. Bitzer takes it to the free throw line, has to pull out, gives it to first out there behind the line. She tries to go baseline, goes off her foot. Everybody dives to the floor, and it's going to be Cassidy ball.
First does a really good job generally handling ball for a post player, but I'm not sure they want her taking it to the basket, starting that far out away from the hoop.
She's 6 foot, and she plays like she's 5 foot five when she's handling the ball, but when she's in the post position, she's good. And Cassidy now brings it up here as possession arrow gives it back to them. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter, no score yet. 17-16, still USA lead. Cassidy gets it down in the corner. Now they throw it up to the top, hustling it down on a long overpass with Clifton. She gives it back in the corner to Megan Parrish. Megan Parrish gives it over to her sister, now over to Hendricks. And by God, Michigan State held on to win tonight to still have a chance to get into the big dance.
Really? They took care of Iowa tonight, huh?
Yeah, I don't have a score. I just know that they won, so... For you State fans out there, you're hanging on for dear life. You might make it in there. I'm a State fan, too. And that's going to be Chelsea Bitzer's third foul. Not what you want to have out of your sophomore right now, but USA bench is pretty deep there, Coach Wehner.
And we're going to it right now with Kayla Valentine. We'll be checking in on the next dead ball, probably giving Bitzer a breather.
Logan Rowell gets the ball. She tries to work it inside, but Chelsea Bitzer with three fouls aggressively steals it from her there, pushes it up the court. To Dawson Plier, her layup is up and no good and long, and then we're going to get a reach-in foul as Cassidy controlled the rebound, and again, I believe that foul is going to go against Ewald, and she picked up her first.
That's just a bad foul. You're 90 feet from your basket. You just cannot commit those kind of silly fouls, and Coach Bitzer will make sure he mentions that to her next time he gets the chance.
That's the second time. They had somebody in the first half do that. I believe that was Valentine.
Okay.
Valentine there.
Ewald is a senior. She's smarter than that. That doesn't generally happen to her.
You know what we're seeing out of USA's defense right now is we're seeing a pass, second pass trap. You know, they let them get across the court, and as soon as they make that second pass, they're looking to trap the ball, and they're doing a good job of it. They're taking Cass City out of their lax, patient offense right now.
Cass City seems content to pass the ball around the perimeter, and because of that, you're exactly right. USA is setting up that second pass trap, and it's going to cause some problems unless Cass City can change their method.
And they keep pushing the Redhawks farther and farther away from the basket, and they're not able to get that pass inside. But you know what? Here comes Cass City back with an aggressive defense as Amanda Clifton, easy for me to say, was riding all over the USA Patriot there, and she finally got a foul, and that was some good ball handling there by Valentine to take her back the other way.
Just the pressure clipped him, but she definitely got a little too close, and a great call by the official there.
Team's first. At the top with the ball is first. First dribbles to the right side, all the way down to the corner. Now she gets all the way to the baseline, and she gives a little shuffle pass to Eisengruber. Eisengruber in the paint lays it up, and then it looks like a football handoff from the quarterback to the running back.
Well, that's what makes first so dangerous. I mean, you got a six-footer plus outside dribbling. She made a great dribble penetration. They all helped over, and Eisengruber was the beneficiary of first's excellent ball handling skills.
She read the defense real well. She saw them both collapse on her. It was a great play. 19-16, they have the lead now over the Cassidy.